It's time for another B moment. Let's let our hearts say, this is my moment to be still, to be fed by the word of God, to be grateful. So today I am thinking about how fear of the unknown can sometimes paralyze us. Several years ago, I was at work and I heard a colleague use a term that I will never forget. She said the words quit and stay. And basically she was saying that, you know, her heart and passion for the work that she did every day left years ago, but she chose to stay on the job because of the benefits and the perks, etc. And you know, while I have been in a quandary before of whether I should quit and stay, this mindset of quit and stay seemed deeply rooted in fear, and it seemed much more deliberate. And so I think about sometimes if we're on a fearful path, but we want to now tip the scales toward the faithful direction, what are the actions we need to take? And I came away with three. So first, I need to surrender my situation to God and start to cling to Him for direction and understanding. Number two, while I can appreciate the facts of my situation, but I still allow the truth of God's word to order my steps, I'm headed now on a more faithful path. And number three, when I hear that still small voice that tells me it's time to move on and I press forward, sometimes beyond all logic, trusting that a power higher than myself will carry me over to the other side, now I've tipped the scales toward a more faithful path. The scripture today is Galatians 6:9. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. I leave you today with the question, what if the caterpillar chose not to leave its normal habitat and venture out to transform itself to become the beautiful butterfly? What if the caterpillar chose to quit and stay? Share this B moment because others desire to be inspired.